Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, this is Steve Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. Thanks for listening. Today, I have the privilege of interviewing a man who is both a very good friend and also somebody who's very interesting, who God is using in a very special way that we want to talk about today, and it has to do with love and how God is outpouring his love in a special way. You'll want to stay tuned and hear what Leif Hetland, originally from Norway, has to say about love. But first, here's a message from our sponsor.
That tiny two-letter word, if, it's the hinge on the door of possibilities. Some of us are stuck in the if-onlys and if I would've, if I could've. And our life is measured by regret. But God can turn our ifs and our regrets into a what-if attitude, a faith that looks forward to the future with holy confidence. You know, there's 1,784 ifs in the Bible. The most significant, if God is for us, who can be against us? Let me ask you that today as you're listening. If God be for you, who can be against you? Who could be against your dreams and your hopes and all that it is that God has promised you? It's a game changer. God is always on our side, every day, in every way. You can find the book, If, at ifbook.com. It's published by the Baker Publishing Group. I really hope you get a hold of this book and stop using the word if in your life and start thinking about now. Theifbook.com. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back, and I'm glad to welcome you, Leif. We say Leif instead of Leif, even though that's how most Americans would say a Norwegian name. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you make it from Norway over to the United States to where you now have a very prominent ministry that actually goes all over the world?
Well, as an 18-year-old Norwegian, I came to the States actually as a Christian actor in 1984. We moved back again to Norway, and we were there for about 7 years from 91 to 97. And then my wife and I, we came back again to the States in 98. And since then, it's just been amazing to see what God has been doing and just also how I've fallen in love with America. I've been to all the 50 states, by the way.
Well, most Americans can't say that. And that is interesting. And there's so many things that we could talk about your life and your ministry. But I'm interested in this concept about this baptism of love and how it has tremendously changed your life and changed your understanding of God and how you now minister that. So tell us about that.
Well, I think that for most of my life, I had a view of God that didn't look like Jesus. And I didn't know about it because I was always living for God because I didn't know how to live from God. So in year 2000, I think I was probably in one of the darkest moments in my life. And some of you know the name Dennis Jernigan. He was playing the piano in a small room. And he says, Leif, I have this song for you. And it is a daddy song. And when he sang that song, literally, it was waves of liquid love. And for the next 2 hours, these waves just continue. And it touched me as a 12-year-old Norwegian boy, later on the 15-year-old. But it went through different times in my life. And it was almost like love just covered over, washed over it. And when this experience was finished, I can say it was the only time that I know for sure that I've had an audible voice. And it was Papa God. He says, Leif, you're my And you are my beloved. You are my beloved son. Not servant, not pastor, not anything else. But you are my beloved son, whom I love and whom I am well pleased. And something changed in my life. If you were to hug me the day before that experience, it would be like hugging a tree stump. Because we are Norwegian. We are from a very cold country. Wear warm clothes. But after that, love changed me in the way I was seeing God, but also the way I was seeing myself and the way I started to see the world. It had been totally, totally changed. Suddenly now I had a papa that looked like Jesus. And when I was looking up at his face, he was smiling. He was loving me. And now, as I said, when I was watching the news, looking around in America, but including looking at my wife and my kids, something had changed. I didn't know exactly what it was. I remember as a good Baptist that I read a story about Charles Finney about this liquid love and D.L. Moody, and there was other other people in history that have heard about this liquid love. But now, for the first time in my life, I had experienced it.
Well, tell us about some of the ways that you minister this and some of the things that you've seen and stories of people whose lives have been changed when they begin to see God as Papa instead of a cold, impersonal God.
I think the most recent story is just last week. I was in Sri Lanka last week, and again, one of those things that was taking place, the same love that I've received, I just released that same love for people to experiencing a good Papa, a Papa that loves you. And this was not a healing meet or anything else. It was 1,235 pastors and leaders in Colombo, and as waves of love came over, one girl specifically, I mean, she had meningitis when she was 2 years old, had become crippled, but also had severe depression. The first thing that her love did lifted her depression, and she said, "Baba, Baba," something just changed. All depression left. And now after 32 years, her limbs just started to move. And she left the walker for the first time, and she walks all the way up to the front, walked all over the whole place. Leaders, that's Catholic, priests, Baptists, Presbyterian, they all watched this. It was just one moment for her to experience Papa's love. So that's just one experience. But I've had the joy now to go into about 85 different countries and just seeing person after person after person, but literally environment changing with love. When I started to see people the way God was seeing them and treat people, not based upon their history, but their destiny, something started to change.
So how can the listener who feels something in their spirit, something just leaps when they hear about this, because they haven't experienced this yet, how can they experience this?
I think it is like everything else, like salvation, it was a gift. You just, by faith, you believed and you received it. Just like if I were to give you a $100 bill, what you needed to do then was to believe it and you would receive it. It's not necessarily the same experience that I had. Like I just talked to one lady in Penang, Malaysia, actually a Swiss missionary. And she said, when you prayed for me, she said, and ministered the baptism of love, my husband, I mean, he was totally wrecked, Benji. But Daniela, she said, I didn't feel anything. But I know by faith, I've received it, because when you ask something, when you ask the Father to receive, for Him to love on you in a way that you've never been loved before, but also as a son and daughter to receive His love, because I know as a natural father, that's what I want all of my children, 4 children, I want them to know how much I love them. So I know this is something that is the Father's will for all of us, to experience how much Papa God loves each one of us. So first of all, just believe, then receive. Just ask Him, Father, I want you just to love on me in a way that I've never been loved before. I want just to experience and see me the way you see me, and love me the way that you love me. And so it is by faith to receive it. So I just want to encourage you to do that, even for this next season. But just ask him to give you His love, how much Papa God loves you. I know that many of us, we know that Jesus loves us, and He is kind of the person that has been standing between you and Papa God. But I want you to know that Papa God sent Jesus to restore you and bring you home so that you could experience His love. And that perfect love takes away fear. That's the evidence of it, because His perfect love just takes away all fear in your life and creates such a freedom just to be, not having to do all these things, just to be His beloved son or His beloved daughter.
Well, this is so exciting, and you say it so well. And, you know, knowing you as I have for a number of years, knowing that you walk in this, that you experience it, that you exude God's love in so many ways, and you have been able to help set so many people free. And I just thank you for that. And I just praise God for what He's done in your life. And thank you for these few minutes of talking to me on the Strang Report today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.